three seed.
The other night I took a nice continental trip to Biden Mountain, said in a light land, Eric Bernstein, he and Matt Brass, that's Lenny Bush and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic patriotic slam, but that's right.
Everybody, welcome back. It's Saturday night. You're here live with us on America Now. I'm your host, Barb Adams, alongside me.
Hi, I'm J.B. Young.
And as always, Sammy's in the studio with us tonight. We've got a great guest for you tonight, Marilyn Janae. But before that, how are you doing, J.B.?
I'm doing really well.
Good. You look like you're feeling better. You've had a couple of hard weeks here.
Well, yeah. I'm doing really good today, really well, prospering.
Prospering, that's a good thing. Prospering is a very good thing because we're going to be talking about prosperity principles tonight. Have you ever wondered, JB, if there's a way to manifest unexpected income or solutions to your most pressing problems in a very short period of time? I'm sure most of us have. Our guest tonight, Marilyn Janae, has studied the spiritual and mental laws of the universe and says it is our right to prosper. She's going to be providing us tonight with a new way of thinking and living that we can implement in 2 weeks or less. Marilyn's a renowned prosperity mentor with an international following whose own achievements were the result of the prosperity principles she now teaches in her Feel Free to Prosper program. Her upcoming book is called Feel Free to Prosper, 2 weeks to Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available. Her website is feelfreetoprosper.com. Again, feelfreetoprosper.com. And if you want to join in the conversation at any point tonight, please give us a call at 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Welcome to the show, Marilyn.
Hi, Barb. How are you? That was a great introduction. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm doing well. How about you? I'm sure you're doing really well.
Wonderful here in Southern California. People actually in the distance, I hear air conditioners. We've got the Santa Ana winds, really warm weather, beautiful here.
Wow. Well, we've been really warm here. We've been 60s and 70s. We've virtually had no snow this winter, and I've been intending that. So anyway, let's start with your background, however. Marilyn, were you born knowing these principles of prosperity, or did you have to overcome your own, for lack of a better word, poverty consciousness?
It's interesting that I've often said that it's too bad that we don't come into this world with a how-to manual, that our parents aren't given a how-to manual, and we would grow up a lot differently. But no, I was an average. I was an average person with a less than average consciousness about money. Now, I don't like the word poverty consciousness. We can call it a lack consciousness, but
okay.
we all know what we mean, what we go through, our attitudes, our beliefs, our mindset about money, the feeling that we can't break through to our own prosperity. We don't know how to attract money. We're struggling. And let's face it, I think 99% of the world is out there doing and doing and working and working and struggling and trying, and they're not succeeding. Well, my parents were good people, but they left me with a very negative consciousness about money. And as I was growing up, it seemed to be enhanced when you get out there in the world, in the working world, and start to mature. And I just refused to accept my lot. And I think this is a soul decision. Something in me, something deep within, knew that there has to be a reason why some people succeed in life and some don't. And I don't think that we are, there's a universal destiny of lack and limitation for any of us, although appearances in the world would suggest otherwise to, you know, consciously, outwardly. And I went on a search, and that search put me in the direction. I delved into the works of the greatest mental, what I call mental scientists, mind science of all time, the masters, the legends, who really understood how the universe works, how our minds work. And I buried myself for years, and I studied. And, you know, something's really interesting, because you could study, you could read all the books, and I had hundreds of them. You could read the books. You can go to the seminars. You can search in modern times, go see the movies, The Secret, all of learn. But, you know, unless you apply this knowledge, you could have it all upstairs, all in your head. But until you incorporate it into consciousness so that you can apply it in daily living, it doesn't mean anything. So I was coming to a milestone age. Don't ask me that age, but maybe later I'll tell you, where I just knew I had to do something. I was in debt. I had no sense of direction. I had no formal education, and I knew I needed a breakthrough. I wanted a business. I wanted to make a statement. I wanted to do something with my life and prove these laws, all of these laws that I had studied, that I believed in. All of these great minds, these brilliant teachers and minds, they can't all be wrong. And they all had the same knowledge, just expressed in, you know, of course, different ways. And I decided I was going to really devote myself to applying this knowledge, and I did, and I sat down, and I started doing it. And at this point, I was ready. And within a few months, I'm going to skip over a lot of detail here, but within a few months, I was on the cover of the LA Times with my new business, a business idea that I had thought of that was handed to me as a gift from the universe as a result of these studies and what I had succeeded in doing. And this is what my teachings are about, ultimately. We do deal with the mechanics of the mind, and we'll get into that as we go along tonight. And I'm so blessed to have all the time to be able to share with you and the listeners and Sammy. But what this is all about is becoming aligned with that great power, that creative power of the universe. And when we do succeed in making our connection and aligning ourselves, it has gifts for us. We do all have a destiny. We're put here with talents and abilities, and there's a reason where each of us is here. And once we become aligned, that unfolds and opens up to us. We're shown the way, and we're given gifts that we can't even imagine if we sit down to imagine what we want in life. And that's what happened. I had that breakthrough, and I was on the cover of the LA Times. I was syndicated around the world with my new business. It was like a magic carpet ride. It was so unbelievable. I got up at 3. I remember getting up at 3 in the morning because I knew the article in the Times was going to come out. And I went to a newsstand that had the early edition, got the newspaper, and the Los Angeles Times had made a mistake. Instead of the masthead with the front cover of the paper being on the top, you know, when they wrap the paper, there was my feature photo, feature story on the cover of the view section of the Los Angeles Times that had, by mistake, had been put on top. So everybody that opened their door that day and found their newspaper saw me staring up at them in this incredible article.
Now, wow,
the article,
cool.
I had no idea what a press release was. I had no help, no resources. I knew nothing about marketing or media. And yet I was able to create this, the exposure, the publicity for this business. And I'd like to say my 15 minutes of fame turned into a 20-year career. And in those 20 years, and people don't believe I mean this literally, but I'm going to say this so you don't have to wonder. I mean this literally. In the 20 years in my business, as a special event professional, as a location company for special events, corporate and convention events, and we could talk a bit about that later, but in 20 years, I never marketed, I never advertised, I never cold called, I never did any selling. I didn't even join trade organizations. I'm kind of independent and a bit of a loner in that way. And yet, my little one-woman company attracted the biggest corporations in the world as clients.
And wow, most impressive.
Now, I'm not a genius. It's not magic. I had succeeded in tapping in and aligning myself, tapping into that universal storehouse of knowledge that just knows where everything is. It knows where our money is, where our clients, where our business is, where the right job is, what is right for our children, the right health, the good guide us to the right avenues of health and lifestyle. It knows all the answers. And that was it. Now, not to say that that's 20 years was all roses. The universe... Oh, I think we have a break coming.
Yes, we do. So hold those thoughts, Marilyn. We'll get back with that when America Now returns after this commercial break.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah.
Welcome back to America Now. I'm J.B. Young. Our guest tonight, all 4 hours, is Marilyn Janae. Her website is feelfreetoprosper.com. Give us a call at 800-259-5791. Again, that's 800-259-5791. Marilyn, I was wondering, when you started reading these books that gave you, I think you referred to them as the mental scientists or mental thinkers, was there one or two that stood out as being the most influential for you?
The most influential teacher, there were many, and these were the teachers of, and when you say mental, it's also, there's another realm of mental and, I like to call it mental and spiritual laws because it's all interrelated, but these were the great teachers in that area. Dr. Joseph Murphy, I happen to know, I was very blessed to, please understand that I never knew back then that I would ever be on a radio show talking about these laws or that I would ever be teaching them. I wanted to change my own life. But back then, I was very blessed to have met Dr. Joseph Murphy, who wrote The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. That was in the 60s he wrote the book, and it's been reprinted some millions of copies. He's one of the greats. And he just actually lived a few minutes from where I am now. And he was one of my great teachers, my first and great teachers. Catherine Ponder is alive today. You know, she wrote The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, a great lady of prosperity law. And Neville Goddard, Neville, he goes by the name of Neville, one of the great teachers of manifestation. There was Thomas Trower, but there's so many. And I really, in my own teachings today, I don't want to let the world forget the legacy that these great teachers left us. Yes, there's a whole new modern wave of teachers, and I respect anyone who's out there helping and teaching people the laws of existence, but those were my teachers and my influences, and they impacted my life so deeply. That was the greatest blessing of my life, to have learned from these through their literature, whether live or through their literature, and to be able to now pass on that knowledge in my own voice, my own form of expression, onto others.
With all of the teachings that you had read, Marilyn, did you pretty much just do it on your own, though? I mean, you say you studied with some of these people. But did you go to group meetings at all? I mean, what's really popular right now is, I'm sure you're aware of Abraham Hicks, and the teachings of Abraham Hicks. And that's very, very popular for a lot of people to be going to meetings and learning about the laws of attraction and abundance and how to manifest. So was this something that you were kind of a little bit ahead of that curve and you were just kind of out there on your own, or were you also tapping into things like that as well as they came along?
Good question, Barb. I'm a spiritual loner. I never went to anything. I did see Dr. Joseph Murphy personally, one-on-one, and I had a boyfriend at the time, a young attorney. Then we used to go to Dr. Murphy's lectures at the Wilshire Eagle on Sundays, the Sunday morning lectures. But I saw him personally, and none of the other teachers. Dr. Champion Choich was another teacher, passed away a few years ago. He lived here in Los Angeles. In fact, his office, coincidentally, if you believe in coincidence, was on the 27th floor of the tower where I had my office for my company. And he was amazing. He was amazing. Other than that, I learned from the words, from the written words of these great teachers and some audios. But no, I you know, the funny thing is, everybody's into going places. No, I was pretty much a loner. It was between me and what I would call the universal source. I wanted to make my connection. So I learned from many, but I can't say I went to a lot of live functions or events or things like that. No, it was mostly privately and in the written work.
I think the key point you keep making, too, is that you are applying it. And that's the whole point of all of this. If you just retain it in your mind as knowledge, it's not really going to do you any good. You need to begin applying this. And as you get results, once you get those results, things grow from there. You're validating your own belief system at that point.
I wasn't applying it, though. All right, I'll tell you my age. I was studying this for 30 years. It was a good, I'm trying to think how many years before I finally started applying it. I knew it all. I knew all of the metaphysical laws. I understood, I believe I understood these mental and spiritual laws, but I was struggling. I had no sense of direction. I was tired of this issue with money and not finding my way in the world. and inconsequential jobs and wanting to make a statement and wanting to be on my own and independent in some form of business. I was 40 years old when I put my foot down and said, that's it. Now, if your readers are interested, I actually, well, we skipped over some part here, but in 2006 on a social networking forum, I had people ask me a lot of the questions, some that I'm sure you'll ask tonight. They wanted to know, well, we see how you're using these laws now that you're teaching. What did you do 20 years ago, 25 years ago when you started your business? Did you apply these laws? That's when it all happened. And I said, you know, one of these days I'm going to sit down and write this on to my members of my forum. I'm going to tell them what happened. And one day I did sit down. And what started out as one post turned into 50 segments, excuse me, into 50 segments in which it just came through. So my subconscious just spit it out. I just, you know, remembered things that came to memory that I hadn't thought of in all those years on how I actually, the memoir, my entrepreneurial memoir actually begins at that stage when I said, that's it. I know it all now. Let's start applying it. And I sat down in my apartment, and I started using those laws and taking the essence of what I learned in the most simplest form and applying it. And that's when everything started to happen. And those are the laws that I'm teaching today. If I had known, I did not know that I was being groomed. Actually, my business, I realized when I wrote that memoir. And by the way, the memoir is still free to read online. And later we'll tell your listeners how they can read it. It's had over 33,000 views. It attracted a literary agent. I actually had a couple of book deals already, book offers. And we won't get into that side of it. But the memoir really chronicles how I decided that was it. I had all this knowledge now. I need to apply it. Later on, 8 years ago, when I was encouraged to teach, I said, okay, universe, if I'm supposed to teach these laws, how can I put this in a form? Give me a form that people can grasp quickly, who will get the results quickly, it's simple to do so they don't have to go through my 30-year journey. And I had two intuitive revelations, you might say, promptings. You cannot overload the subconscious, and you can't confuse it. And that is the key element in my teaching, which is why I think it does bring results so quickly. So what I'm getting to here is that we can have all the knowledge, but I do think most people feel they're...
All right. Okay, go ahead and finish that thought.
That's fine, I'm with you.
All right, we've got another commercial break coming up. When we return, Marilyn Chenet, Feel Free to Prosper.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. and begin to see a different world.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
On America Now with our guest tonight, Marilyn Janae. Feel free to prosper. And again, feelfreetoprosper.com. And if you'd like to join the conversation at any point tonight, 800-259-5791. Marilyn, when we left off, you were talking about it's important that we don't overload or confuse the subconscious. Would you like to pick it up there, please?
Thank you. Perfect. Yes, because this is really important. I want your listeners to listen to this. This is very, very important, what I'm about to say. Most people, they go to the seminars, they read the books, they go to the meetings, and, you know, all the good input. They get all that good input. But it all stays up in the head there. And I'd prefer you take one technique. Don't just read the whole book, put it on the shelf, and then go to the next book. Keep looking for that magic pill. Take one technique and apply it. I'd rather you do that than read 100 books and keep trying to get more and more knowledge. Take something, technology, respect, take a technique and put it to use, and you'll get results. You need to be specific with this work. What we're talking about, the mental aspect of this work is dealing with the subconscious. Yes, these are spiritual laws. And many of the popular teachers out there do teach spiritual laws, universal spiritual laws now. It's become more mainstream. What I'm finding that has been missing, and especially from the results of my students and the feedback from my students, and I don't know everybody's courses, but you know what people are teaching. Generally speaking, if you're in this area and you're a seeker, you know what's available. They're not addressing the resistance of the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind, yes, it will resist. It does not want to change. We need to overcome that resistance, but we cannot do it by having the subconscious argue. The minute the subconscious argues with you and resists, that's it. You won't get what you want. What I call it friendly persuasion. We gently We use techniques to gently allow the subconscious to accept the new thought, the new desire, the new seed thought. And that, once we deal with the subconscious resistance, and we can gently coerce the subconscious to change, what we do then, that's the mental component, but the subconscious mind is our, that is our liaison, that is our conduit to universal mind. So once we overcome that debris, so to speak, in the subconscious, and by the way, we can't delete anything from the subconscious. It has a perfect memory of everything we've ever heard, said, felt, experienced, which is what it's supposed to do. It keeps our heart beating and our lungs breathing. It has a memory of every cell in our body and heals us. But it wasn't, the subconscious wasn't meant to take in all of that negative input and the influences and the beliefs of others that we've taken on as our own from the time we're very young. So we need to now overcome a lot of that negative belief system, and by doing so, we open that door, our pipeline, to universal mind where all of the wisdom and all of the answers are, and that can flow to us. So, yes, the overload and confusion, the subconscious mind loves simple. We know that from the advertising and marketing industries. We never remember the whole commercial from the past. We remember the tagline. Simplicity is the key. The subconscious does not reason and doesn't judge. It just takes our words literally. And the way we influence the subconscious is through faith, which I don't mean religious faith. That's faith meaning emotional impact or repetition, which is more common. So we use techniques to get the subconscious to work with us instead of against us, because you can have all of the conscious knowledge. You can know all of the laws. You could be a master in the knowledge of metaphysics and universal laws. But if that subconscious mind has a belief system that is not in alignment with your conscious desires, you cannot have, manifest, create, or produce what you want or attract what you want. And I believe that is an element that's missing in the modern day teachings, is dealing with the resistance of the subconscious. And I was so lucky, so fortunate. There's no luck, we know. I like to say, is it luck or is it law? There is
law.
It's law. That's, as I was saying earlier, is that I realized my business hadn't always been rosy. I was hit by that industry. And by the way, I didn't even know that industry existed. When the universe handed me that idea for that business, I got into an industry that I didn't even know existed on Earth. So that's what I mean about the gifts that can be handed to us once we open ourselves, open that pipeline. But that industry was the first to be hit by every disaster. We had the Los Angeles riots. We had the earthquake, the Northridge earthquake. There were national recessions, late 80s, early 90s, 9/11. And yet those experiences, so when we go through those, really, those dark nights of the soul, that we either cave in and we drown, or we reach for that universal life jacket that knows exactly how to pull us up and take us where we have to go. And that's what taught me the most. I couldn't be teaching if I had not gone through those experiences so that I would understand what others also go through and be able to know what to do, taught me what worked and what didn't work. And I guess I had gone through my final initiation, and next thing you know, I'm teaching these laws. But that's really what happened. And we need to understand that the mental laws are very important. We need to understand how our mind works. We need to know these laws of mind. And the spiritual realm is all, it's all interrelated. It's all connected. Oh, I have a great analogy about the subconscious and the conscious mind. May I share that? My students love this, and I think your listeners will too. And by the way, I'd love to have your listeners call in. I really love when I can connect with people and answer their questions. And sometimes the best information comes through when you're dealing with when I'm addressing people's issues and problems and able to explain things to them. So I would welcome them. Let's think of the conscious mind as the husband, the male aspect of mind, the assertive male aspect of mind. And the subconscious mind is the female passive, receptive aspect of mind. Now, I'm not getting political here. We're just talking about the aspects of mind here. So we have the husband who makes the decisions. The male aspect of mind makes a decision, has a desire, wants to manifest something, has an idea. The husband must impregnate the wife with that idea, with that new seed thought, that idea. Once the subconscious becomes impregnated, I love that word, impregnated, once the subconscious becomes impregnated with that idea, children are born. Those children are your wishes fulfilled, your answered prayers, your goals manifest. So the whole secret of creation here is to get the husband and the wife to agree. The conscious and the subconscious mind must be in alignment. They must agree on the same idea before anything could be manifested. And what's happening with most people is that they consciously have the desire, but their subconscious is working against that desire. It has another belief, the opposite belief. And Dr. Murphy, the great teacher I mentioned, Joseph Murphy, said, if you give a taxi driver two addresses, you're never going to get to your destination.
That certainly makes sense. You mentioned earlier that our subconscious takes in everything and even ideas and teachings that other people might have given to us. And you also mentioned that your parents, your upbringing, didn't have a real good outlook on prosperity. And I could really identify with that because that's similar to my upbringing. Are there specific things that you did to where you were able to cast off these subconscious memories of your upbringing in regards to prosperity?
You really don't. Yes, you were right that we do take in everything. Subconscious, I said, takes in everything. And that's what we're playing out. Our lives are the outcropping. We are playing out the belief system that we acquired. They say we form our character and we take in most of the information subconscious when we're like 5 or 6 years old. I think it goes back to the womb. There are even studies where babies in the womb.
We'll pick it up there when we come back, Marilyn. Our guest tonight is Marilyn Janae on America Now, and we'll be back after this commercial break.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With our guest, Marilyn Janae, tonight on America Now, we are talking about prosperity principles. And if you'd like to join in, it's 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. Marilyn, before we continue talking about the subject we left off on, we've got two callers on the line for you. We're going to take both in succession here. We've got Amy in North Carolina. Amy, you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, go ahead.
What an interesting conversation. Really enjoying
Thank
it. Thank you. My question has to do with keeping a – I'm very interested in how the unconscious mind, you get that on board with the conscious mind, especially – in this day and age, and trying to be responsible and following what's going on, being an American, keeping ahead of, you know, looking at bills that are being passed, and some of that is just not real great news. However, if I tune it off, I don't feel like I'm in sync with being responsible, and then if I listen to a lot of it, I do find that it affects the way I'm manifesting or just how I go about my day is a little more in the negative realm. So if you could speak to that.
We're getting into that's a heavy areas there, but that's good. Thank you, Amy. Well, these are my beliefs, okay? I'm going to tell you my opinion. Do you think there's a reason that over the decades we've always heard we shouldn't watch the news before we go to bed at night? Don't go to bed with an argument. Quantum physics and science is really supporting this work that the metaphysical gurus have known for so long, is that what we focus on, we create. I'm going to make a statement here. It's going to sound heavy, and I'm not going to get into any political discussions here, but I think you'll understand where I'm coming from with regard to these laws, these prosperity laws. If it has been proven that what we put our attention to is what we create in our lives, then why would we continue to put our attention on what we don't want, which unfortunately the media feeds us a lot of the sensationalism and the bad news. I remember after 9/11, yes, of course, I mean, we have to know what's going on in the world. We need to be aware, but do we really need to watch that plane hitting the tower 2,000 times? To me, that was just ridiculous how people were hypnotized by that over and over again. Now, with regard to what's going on in the world, I had a friend, smart, politically oriented French attorney, and she was constantly complaining about the president, not this president, but the one before. I'm sure she's still complaining about this one, too, if she could. But she was constantly complaining about America and about all the things that were happening, and I finally told her, I said, you know, go back to France or go to Canada. You're always threatening to leave for Canada. Go. Because as long as you're going to concentrate and focus and rehash and talk and speak and think about what is wrong with this country, do you realize that all you are really doing is perpetuating the same conditions or even attracting? As long as we are going to complain about our leaders, we will be part of that. We will be the microcosm and the macrocosm, you know, the critical mass, they call it, the dominant thought. We are going to succeed in creating the leaders we don't want. If you do follow even law of attraction and some of the teachings, as long as you're going to focus on what you don't want, you'll continue to, and my teachings really coincide with that, is that I like to say, if you don't want it, don't say it. Well, don't think it, don't say it, don't talk about it. What we can do if we don't like something, we can take some action to make a change. That would be the purpose. If you get upset by something that's happening out there and you can do something and write letters, get involved in the grassroots movement, do something to start creating change, to add something positive, but don't focus on the negative. Don't focus on the negative news. An example, okay, the last couple of years, what's been the big thing has been what? The recession, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you do go to read my memoir, as I said later, I'll tell you how to read the memoir free online. If you read the memoir in the early 80s, late 90s, early 80s, we were in national recession, and everybody in the industry was talking about, oh, there's no corporate spending. Remember, I'm in business that was dealing with corporate and convention events, and there's no, you know, they're not spending money. And national recession, everything was, the sky was falling. I didn't listen to any of it. I didn't engage in any of that. Now, do I bury my head in the sand? No, I didn't. What I did do is stay home and get into these my prosperity laws, my techniques. I put that to use. I did not want that in my mind. Knowing how the mind works, I didn't want all that negativity. And out of the blue, the Los Angeles Business Journal called me to try to sell me advertising. They had never called me before. And I explained to the woman, I don't advertise. I never advertise. And I said, but my intuition kicked in. And I said, do you accept articles from outside writers? This happened to be for a supplement from the journal that was going to go to a couple of other cities. It was on meeting and conventions. And I didn't even know why I said it. She said, well, I'm in sales. You'd have to call editorial. I called editorial. I said, can I submit an article to this? And I had never written, Amy, I'd never written anything in my life. I never. And they said, well, you know, send us it was a floppy disk, you know, at the time, and a hard copy, double spaced, but we'll see. Well, they published my article called Unique Venues for Off-Site Events, and I grossed $250,000 from the first article I ever wrote in my life. And I'd even talk about my company. I just painted word pictures of the wonderful places we have in Los Angeles for these meeting planners to have events. This is at the height of a national recession. Same thing happened 2 years ago. Let's fast forward to 2008. Everybody's talking about no corporate spending. I don't know if you are aware that, you know, Christmas parties were being canceled. Corporations were laying off people. You know what's been happening the last few years. Mm-hmm. Well, I hadn't done those types of events. I actually gave up my business about 5 years ago. I hadn't done any of those one-night events for 5-6 years. So I'm on the radio and doing interviews talking about progression, not recession. Our mindset will determine what comes to us in life, not the outer circumstances. And $2 billion companies call me out of the blue. Nike and Reunion.com want me to do their events. This is in 2008, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't do events anymore. I'm now a prosperity teacher, and I've released my former business, and they kind of sweet-talked me into doing it. And then I said, you know, this is great for my teachings. The universe is giving me a gift here to validate what I'm telling people about mindset. And what I'm telling you is that with regards to the recession, if you create the space in your subconscious mind for prosperity, if your dominant thought, that's the key. The key is the dominant thought, back to what I was asked earlier. Mm-hmm. How do you overcome those childhood influences? And not just childhood, but from the time we're young through our adulthood. We are influenced by media, by teachers, by friends and parents. We take in all of those beliefs. How do we change it? We don't remember I said you don't take anything out of subconscious. You create a new dominant thought. If you create in a time of recession, if you have in your mind the space for prosperity, you create that dominant thought of prosperity. Those people with money, if you're in business, those people with money are going to find you. Your clients will find you. One of my students during the recession got her, I had already helped her through two ideal jobs. She was one job, the first job she got because she didn't have her, she was from Canada, she and her husband, and she didn't have a card to work, and then got her a job, and then the second one was ideal for that time a few years ago, but she was really, really deep in her heart, wanted to get a master's degree. You know, she had to work full-time. They had a six-year-old son, I think he was six at the time. But she really wanted to go back to school and get her master's degree. Didn't know how she could do it, working full-time and financially, you know, the family to support and all of that. And within 2 weeks, we got her a job that paid for her master's degree. It was a job that she didn't even have to pay for the master's degree. She got her master's and last year came back to me and said, I'm ready for the ultimate, the dream job now. I have my master's. I want more salary. I want a senior level position. I want to help people. This is, again, the height of the recession. That's what's all over the news, right?
So well, would you advise people to...
She got her dream job. She got her dream job. She has, in fact, I just got a letter from her today. She's getting promoted. She's working with Girl Scouts and helping young women all over. And this is what people are saying, there are no jobs. As I said, we're not a bunch of magicians over here in prosperity land. we just know how to use the laws. So with regard to the things that are fed into our mind, that we know are going on in the world, if it bothers you, Amy, you don't focus on it. If you can do something about it, you can be aware. It's the repetition. It's the constant repetition into our minds of all of the negative media that can do harm. We need to know what's going on. But if you're not involved in that particular area, concentrate on making your life. You contribute to the whole by the thoughts that you have of peace and harmony.
All right, we're going to the top of the hour break here with our guest, Marilyn Janae. Amy, did you want to hang over, or did that answer your question for you?
That's good. Thank
you. All right, thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate it. All right, America Now returns with Marilyn Janae.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.